Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Thoughts on the Oscars? I didn't watch the Oscars. I was coming back from my daughter's volleyball tournament, and I cannot tell a lie. But the clips that I saw, I loved Ryan Gosling singing. I thought that was so entertaining. I adore Emma Stone. She's wonderful. Inside and out, I loved her endearing speech, and she's amazing. Oh, Jimmy Kimmel's hilarious. He was funny. It didn't look like Robert Downey Jr. Totally loved that joke, but he had to know it was coming. And Jimmy is, he does it with polish. He doesn't do it with anger. He doesn't do it with stupidity. He doesn't do it with sarcasm. He just does it with polish. He's excellent at it, I have to say. I think he's one of my favorite, just because you're not on a roller coaster ride, but I only saw it for 2 seconds. But what I saw from all the clips. Okay, the way people were dressed for, whether it was the Oscars or the after party, I'm clumping it together. I have to say, reality stars chewed up and spit out the Oscars fashion. They just ate it. Like, Cardi B looked amazing, her bouncy, glamorous hair. Kim Kardashian digested. I don't think she was at the Oscars. She was at the Vanity Fair party, which I'm clumping together. She digested that outfit, that carpet. It was perfect. Like, it was perfection. It was artwork, really. That, like, white dress she had with the V in the front, the hair. I think she just did. It was amazing. And Paris Hilton looked stunning beyond. I just think that the dazzling diamonds and the way that she looked in her body, I mean, it was beyond. I saw one look with Margot Robbie in, like, a bodysuit. It wasn't entirely my favorite, but she's so beautiful, it doesn't matter. Kendall Jenner, I saw a look. She looked good. I just think I came here to tell you that Paris Hilton and Kim Kardashian looked extraordinary. Like, they looked remarkable. I can't think. I'm trying to think of as many adjectives as I can. But they looked glorious, wonderful, and it landed.
I met Emma Stone in Australia. And I say this because I just saw her Oscar speech with her dress broken. And I think I met her also at Ellen. I also met her at Ellen for sure. And then I saw her in Australia. And I just need to say something. I'm so happy she won because she's the real deal. Like, she's nice. She's down to earth. Her self-deprecation is real. It's not put on, which many people do that, like, as a bit. Hers isn't. It's just like she and I could be friends. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the irreverence and the lack of really caring, but caring a lot, meaning she cares a lot about people and she's nice and she's funny and she's thoughtful and she's a great actress. But, like, she doesn't, you know, she's really eating the cheeseburger. She really kind of doesn't care also. And she's got a great sense of humor. It was London. I was with my friend Terry and we were in London and I said something to her that was totally inappropriate and she really appreciated it. Like, she's that girl. She, you know how I'll sometimes do on here people that are not an asshole? Like, it's not even, I can't even put that word on the same street as her. She's lovely. She's pretty. She's quirky. She's amazing. She's talented. She's funny. She's got a little girl who's turning three, she said. She's married. I'm happy for her. She deserves the win. I love when women like her win. So I'm so excited. I really loved her both times I met her. And, you know, like, you know the difference, by the way, as someone like me who back then was on reality TV and coming up and, you know, mildly entertaining but not successful and it being validated the way it has been by now. And she, what, you know the difference when a celebrity's like, oh, hi, how are you? You know, like with that weird little, like, I'm better than you quirky smile. And you know when someone, like, it really means, like, you're a cool chick, I like you. And that's what she was like. Ricky Gervais, speaking of the Oscars, was also like that. I think I met him at Ellen too. It's funny because I forget the people that I've met until something reminds me to tell you about them. And her winning an Oscar reminded me to tell you that she's lovely. And I think it's nice for you to hear when someone really is as nice as they seem through the bullshit. So, yay.
Okay, I'm a big fan of Cozy Earth. Who doesn't love bed sheets that feel like butter? Oh my God, they're delicious. They make you feel special. They make you feel rich. They make you feel clean. They make you feel refreshed. The sheet sets are to die for. They fit my bed perfectly and they wash like a dream. Travel friendly and hassle free, Cozy Earth's bedding comes in adorable totes, making it the perfect companion for your adventures near and far. Elevate your summer getaway with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding and loungewear, ensuring the comfort of home wherever you roam. Cozy Earth has everything you need to turn every moment into pure bliss. Discover your next destination for ultimate comfort at Cozy Earth. Visit CozyEarth.com and use my code Bethany, B-E-T-H-E-N-N-Y, at checkout to get 35% off. Whoa! And let them know that I sent you after you check out.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity, and it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
What's going on? I just heard that several people have had to have parts of their body amputated because of frostbite at a Kansas City Chiefs game, the fourth coldest game in history. I just want you to explain it to me. I want to understand. Is it that someone's so numb already that they don't know? They are drunk and numb. It's so sad. It's an elective event to go to. It's not like someone forced you to go there. And it's not Game of Thrones where winter is coming or has come. It's a pastime. I'm so upset. And it's like, I could feel it in my fingers. And I'm just so confused. I mean, it's such dedication and passion, but it's tragic. And I just don't get it. And I saw in the comments, some people blaming the NFL for having the game. I mean, I don't even know what to say about that. But how are the guys playing it? I mean, it just sounds horrible. I don't understand. Make me understand. But what I don't understand as much and more, and I thought I was being tricked, was when I read that the royal family put out a photo and it was edited. It was edited? I mean, we had a problem with Kim Kardashian removing a clavicle bone back in the day. Like, does everybody just, I don't understand. I would never have imagined in my life that the royal family would edit a photo. It just, I'm so stupid. What's wrong with me? I mean, I love Kate. I love DeWilliam. I don't know much about the kids. I'm just saying, like, I'm less concerned about what was edited out and why. Like, is it something that went on medically and now, but I don't understand. I'm so confused. Does the first lady, does the president edit photos? Like, what? I don't know. Is everybody just allowed to edit photos? I just don't understand. I'm going on a trip to Australia. I'm going to start editing photos, but I always have something on my eye or on my face. Editing parts of my body is a whole different story. Literally twice a week, someone's like, what is that on your face? I thought it was a bug. And it's like a piece of black fuzz. It stuck to like me getting my eyebrows waxed, which is exactly what happened. But I'm so confused. Like, or like something like this, like a piece of food on my face or on my lip. I'm a disaster. But like, I don't understand what's going on. I should be living in another world. I'm so confused. Please help me. I don't get it. What was edited out? I don't even know if I care about that. I just care that, like, and how do people know? And who's looking and scouring? Who is the person that, like, finds the clavicle that's missing? Or one time it was, like, Chloe's hand or something that looked really, like, they didn't notice. Or an ankle. There was something, like, I don't know, where it looked like the calf was, like, the size of, like, a pixie stick. I just don't understand. I'm so confused. Who's the looker? Who's the editor? All of it. I'm either doing everything right or wrong. This much I know. I'm either doing everything right or completely wrong. So if I'm doing everything wrong, like I'm going away this week and I have to start like editing things, but I don't even know what to focus on. I don't have that attention span and I don't have anybody on my team that's like looking through what to edit. So that's if I'm doing everything wrong, I should go start editing. If I'm doing everything right, then everyone's doing everything wrong. I'm so confused. I'm so confused. Help me. I often talk about the fact that in beauty, it's okay to have,
knock off makeup. Charlotte Tilbury's come up with makeup that everybody's knocked off. Like, everybody's knocked off everything of everybody's. Okay, but a lot of Charlotte Tilbury gets knocked off. But it's moved into so many things. The Rare Beauty liquid blush has been knocked off by other brands. And the Charlotte Tilbury squeezy blush has been knocked off. And the cream blush by Chanel has been knocked off. And so it's okay there. But, like, people look down upon and troll other people for fake, like, bags, right? Or, like, watches. Why? If someone can have a fake life and a fake picture, who cares if someone has a fake... I no longer care if someone has a fake bag or a fake watch. Because if you can edit your fake life, why is that okay? Who's deciding these things? Who's deciding?
What's a fascinating concept is that the monarchy is like a corporation. It's, I think Meghan and Harry called it the firm. And so apparently King Charles has some medical issues and Kate has medical issues or some reason that she's not doing her royal duties. And William canceled something because of Kate, presumably. So it's interesting that who's running the firm, like from a court of public opinion, from a forward-facing perspective, because Camilla Parker Bowles isn't thought of as a figurehead that people look up to for her to be sort of the face of the monarchy. Obviously, Queen Elizabeth has passed and her husband. And so they're kind of like on a skeleton crew now, if you think of it. Like, for me, Kate is the figure in that family. She's the one who comes out and everybody feels probably safe or connected or like they have someone to love and idolize and, yeah, connect with. Because King Charles hasn't been in that role that long, and I don't think that people really connect with him in that way. He's always been on the sidelines or in the background. And even his sort of coming into the role was very staid, very almost corporate, very procedural and methodical, but not charismatic and not passion. It was just like, this person is now in this position, as if it were the chairman of the board had changed, but there wasn't a lot of emotion behind it. And Kate's the one who provokes emotion. William, too, he seems very kind, and there's something about him that he provokes emotion, but not like she does. And so that's an interesting concept that, you know, their kids are so much younger. So who's really the face and body and figure of the monarchy? Like, it's really light. And then people are talking about Harry and Meghan having left. And it would have been interesting now because they're both very forward facing and he's charming and charismatic. And she, you know, is also very public and forward facing. So it would have been interesting if they were there because they definitely would have been taking on a lot of the royal roles, which is a lot of PR. It's a lot of go to this event, talk to these people, take this picture. And they would have been more on the front lines. I feel like before, Meghan was kind of like Kate's understudy and they were always compared. And now she would have had a supporting leading role. So I wonder if you can go home again. That would be probably a hard bridge to cross or a fence to mend, but you never know. So what an interesting thing that I haven't thought of, because in the past there have been so many people to look up on that. Imagine if you had that balcony, like who would be up there right now? Who would be up on the balcony? That's crazy. What, Camilla is going to be there by herself? If William, you know, Camilla and William, that's awkward. And the kids, that's unbelievable. Think about if there was some big event. That's a fractured story. The Queen, it's amazing how someone can keep people together without talking about it or people realizing how they're safe. Kings and queens, and that's why the election is so important, you know, because the president, it's not the same. It's not a monarchy. It's not the family. But like when the president, you feel safe with your president, it's just a different tonal energy. And so imagine they had a big event right now, just what that balcony would look like. That's so strange to me.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.